Hi there, James Wedmore here. I'm host of the Mind Your Business podcast and founder of the Rapid Growth System for online experts looking to scale their business, Business by Design. And if you don't know me, I've actually been running an online business for the past 15 years now, and I primarily do that with digital products. And I don't think I need to tell you that digital products are hands down the most profitable and fulfilling business model that exists online. Think about it. What else allows you to take your genius, your wisdom, your expertise, and package it in a way that you build it once and continue to get it into the hands of thousands, reach people all over the world, and start getting paid to make a difference? That's what I've done. And chances are, if you're listening to this, that's what you want to be doing as well. But let's face it, it's hard. Is super overwhelming. And everyone seems to be teaching that one thing. Like, you have to be doing this to be successful, or this is the answer to get more customers, or this is the platform or tool you need to be on in order to reach more people. But the problem is, business is not whittled down to just one thing. And until you take a holistic approach to running your business, chances are you'll be missing more than one thing. And that's where I come in. This June, I am hosting the first of three live training workshops called The Rise of the Digital CEO. In this training, you're going to walk through and see behind the curtain of my eight-figure digital product-based business so you can see the exact five gears that run my entire business. Whether you're just starting out, or you're struggling to sell your course, or you're ready to scale it and take to the next level, you're going to see what today's most successful digital CEOs are doing differently to attract more clients and customers and sell more of their digital products. To step into the role that your business needs, head on over to businessbydesign.net/rise.
You're listening to a bonus mini-sode on the Ambitious Bookkeeper podcast. I have a potential client that is very interested in services, but they are so busy running their business, they haven't signed the agreement. I want to reach out to them again to circle back and get things going. I know they have not done any of 2023. How would you approach this to not be bothersome or cumbersome and to be able to get this rolling slowly? So my recommendation on this, because I've done this too, this type of follow-up is, hey, we are now in November. Like, do a personal reach out. Don't make it like a blast email that goes to everybody. Reach out to them personally, type up the email, or even do a phone call and say, hey, we had talked back in whatever month, we had talked about doing your bookkeeping and you seemed really interested. I just wanted to get back on your radar because we are now in November and pretty soon things are going to start getting really busy for me. So the price that I quoted you is actually going to increase if you wait until December. So if you want me to do the catch up and get at the front of the queue so that you have your stuff ready for tax time and don't have to do an extension, let's sign the contract now and get this rolling. And then you can say, if you're no longer interested, please just reply back and let me know either way. And that way they have the information. If you have quoted them, you can even say what the price is going to increase to, because I truly do believe that you should be, especially proposals that are out there, if they don't have an expiration date, or if they do have an expiration date and it hasn't quite expired yet, you could say the proposal is expiring on XYZ date. And after that, we have to give you a new proposal with new pricing because the demand is increasing and we have to be able to manage the work. So yeah, I would approach it that way. I've had to reach out like that too. And it does light a fire under people. If they're way too busy to do this right now, they're going to be the type that come to you on April 1st and be like, hey, can you do my 2023? And like, I need to file taxes in a few days. It's like, no, nope, sorry. You know what I mean? So get ahead of it now so you don't have to say no later. And maybe they aren't interested anymore, but this still gets on their radar and holds them accountable to at least telling you that.
Thank you to everyone who helps make this podcast possible. Content and interviews are produced by me, Serena Shu. Our intro and outro music is written and performed by my brother, Ian Gilliam. Editing is also by Ian, using his awesome sound engineering skills along with Descript software. Hosting and publishing is by Buzzsprout, And you can check out the show notes for links to all of these amazing resources and resources mentioned in the episode.
Be ambitious.